Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Big injuries the last week that we'll be talking about tonight. One as recently as today's game going on, but we'll cover off all those and give our thoughts and opinions on how that'll impact their teams short-term, long-term, and everything in between. Obviously, before next week's show, the Japanese opening day weekend with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chicago Cubs will have started, and we'll talk and give our thoughts on that as well, what that means for baseball, for those two teams, so on and so forth. And obviously, just spring training in general. I mean, we're 1 week closer. We're getting there. Nolan and I, we did our fantasy baseball draft this past weekend. So, you know, there's hopefully a lot of you dirtbags out there. If you're in leagues, either you're coming up on drafts, getting excited about it. The cool thing for us on baseball is it's an everyday event. You got to stay active if you want to win in those fantasy pools. So we'll probably talk a little bit about that and what it means to us just being involved in that type of stuff, another element of the game, right? So, but before we get going with tonight's show, we do want to, as always, can't do it without your dirtbags. We do it for you, and that's the bottom line. That's the reality of it. We can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, and for our servicemen and women across the world, thank you, thank you, thank you, as we always say, for doing what you do every day so we can be around the baseball field, or a fan, a player, a parent, whatever we are in the nation. It's just thank you for doing what you do, for sure, and we can't say it enough. So it's if you're out there and you're listening right now and you are already active at whatever the amateur level, the youth, the high school, the college, whatever level, or you're just training to get ready for the season, man, hopefully you're getting dirty and you're grinding and just getting that feel back and remembering how cool it is to be a part of this game in any facet. Parents, hopefully you're just enjoying the journey with your child. That's what it's all about. I talk to people all the time about that, and I can't stress it enough. Just enjoy the journey. So, and if you're going to send your curtain call questions in to us or training questions to us, you know where you can do that, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram, and we'll try our best to get it on. So we're going to be right back here in a second after the break, and we're going to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mo.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
You know what I love about spring? It's the season of change. And that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to get things rolling tonight?
Yeah, so... unfortunately, last week we were talking about it. Gerrit Cole needs Tommy John. Unfortunately, I own him in fantasy baseball, so that one kind of stings a little bit. That being said, obviously stings a lot more for the New York Yankees than it does for me. New York Yankees, you're losing your ace. And the worst part is there's not even like there's a move that's going to replace him. Like, obviously they went out, they got their Max Fried. Fantastic move. He would have slid in perfectly as a number two. He is, I mean, I don't think those two are Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, but pretty close to that, I'd say so, in terms of their ceilings and everything like that. That one's just a tough one for the Yankees to swallow. Because, like I said, you can't really go out there and trade for anybody. And, I mean, realistically speaking, at this time of year, you know that he's probably not going to be ready until at least May or June of next year. Not a young buck either. Like, he'll be 35, I believe, when he's coming back. So, yeah, that's not good news for the New York Yankees.
No, you lose Luis Gill there earlier in the spring training, and now you lose Gerrit Cole. I mean, that changes the dynamics of the American League East in a hurry. I don't care what anybody says. Two big powerhouses. And like you said, obviously they're not Wheeler and Nola yet because they haven't worked together, right? But they have that potential. I think that's what you're alluding to. They have that potential to become that in the American League. Those two guys, a big righty, big lefty, both guys that can get the job done. You know, you slide in Carlos Rodon behind them, and let Clark Schmidt and maybe obviously Marcus Stroman now or whatever and stuff like that slide back in and just do what they need to do. Maybe Will Warren, just depends on how his health is or whatever. But yeah, that's a stinger for sure for you Yankees fans, myself included. That changes things. And with Jason Dominguez still kind of uncertain about him, I mean, and the third base situation still not clarified, Yankees got a bit of work to do. And like you said, Nolan, Brian Cashman doesn't just go out there and replace Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, no, that one, and even Cashman admitted today, he's like, yeah, there's not a lot left for pitching out there on the market or anything like that. Obviously not for market guys, but even the trade guys, I mean, you got to be sitting there if you're one of those bad teams, knowing you're a bad team this year, and just kind of licking your lips at the amount of injuries that have happened so far this spring training. Like, you didn't trade off some of your pitchers in the fall, kind of questionable over the winter time. What are you kind of doing? Panic mode at that point in time as a fan. And now all of a sudden you're seeing all these injuries start to pile up. You're like, all right, sweet, pony up, pay or overpay for one of our guys. Obviously not a Gerrit Cole level, but overpay for one of our top guys. Case in point with Miami, like, I don't know if Alcantara becomes available, but if a team blows away the Miami Marlins for a Sandy Alcantara, I got to seriously consider it.
Yeah, and I mean, do you go ahead if you're the Yankees and reach out to Jerry DePoto and the Mariners? Do you see if there's something there? I mean, I'm not talking about their 1-2-3 guys or whatever, and I'm sure you'd love to get those guys, but do they still say what they were doing in the offseason and still say, hey, you know what, Brian, if you want Luis Castillo, we'll talk about that. I don't know. Is there a possibility there? I think there is. I just don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, I think Castillo's the only possibility there. I mean, if you're Marcus Stroman, you got to be loving life. Because now you're going to be a starting pitcher again with the New York Yankees. But, yeah, like, realistically speaking, I think it would be Castillo or bust. He's, like, the only major guy that we knew was kind of available. Like, Sonny Gray, obviously, big-time pitcher. But he said that he wanted to stay with St. Louis. No trade clause activated. So, I don't know. Yeah, Luis Castillo, to me, would be, I guess, probably the biggest guy that is available at this point.
Yeah, or I mean, because exactly, Padres have kind of gone quiet on Dylan Cease and that rotation after signing Pavetta and the team. Do you think there's still maybe Cease in on that? I don't know if I'm going for Cease if I'm the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm not willing to take that risk if I'm the Yankees. I got spurred by a Padre last year when it came time to re-sign him. Obviously, Cease is going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and he's got a big burly beard. So I don't know what that means anymore for the New York Yankees, but I know they said that they would allow players to have a well-groomed beard. Dylan Cease does not currently have a well-groomed beard. Now that being said, a free agent like a Lance Lynn still out there, still available, has pitched for the New York Yankees in the past. I don't know if they reignite with that on like a 1 year, $3 million, $4 million deal. Worth kicking the tires because, like you said, like there's not a lot of Gerrit Coles, and there's certainly none available. So tough one for the Yankees to swallow. Moving on to the next topic. Obviously not MLB related. Kansas Jayhawks, NCAA baseball team playing against Minnesota in Minnesota today. 5 straight home runs. Obviously would be an MLB record. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs. That's got to get the boys fired up.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I don't care if it's college, if it's high school, if it's the MLB, whatever it is, man. When your team, wow, you imagine being there as a teammate even and seeing that. It's like, hey, get me to the bat rack as fast as I can. I want in on this parade. And it's not the hit parade, it's the home run parade, man. Like that's unbelievable. You get 5 of them in a row. That's a long walk for the skip to go out there. And you know, what do you say to the pitcher at that point in time? Well, Suck it up for me, big guy.
I think he yanked the first pitcher after 3 straight, if I'm not mistaken. And then, yeah, the first reliever to come into the game let up back-to-back. Like, that's a tough... Well, that's tough both ways, because if you're the 6th guy that doesn't hit the home run, gets out or something like that, all the boys on the team are ribbing you. And at that point, it was a 13-1 game for Kansas after they had the 5 straight. So, yeah, you're getting ribbed as obviously the hitter for not hitting a home run. But then the pitchers just on Minnesota, it's like, holy. Even the fans, because it's a game in Minnesota. That's a tough start to your season. I mean, I know it's not the opening day or anything like that for college season, but still, early parts of the season, that's a tough way to start it.
Yeah, you're trying to get some momentum going, and that'll take the wind out of your sails in a hurry. There's no question. I mean, I remember playing college, and you just go nuts, man. You just go crazy for any dirtbags out there that are at that college level, and you know what we're talking about, man. If you're on the Kansas side, you're loving life. If you're on the Minnesota life, it's like, holy cow, get us out of here. Let's turn the page. Let's get on to the next game. Let's regroup. Let's see what we can do. But man, it's a long day at the yard for one team, Minnesota, obviously, and a great day at the yard if you're Kansas.
Yeah, and just the final little tidbit for this segment, we got Matt Shaw, top prospect for the Chicago Cubs. Craig Counsell came forward and said this today. Top prospect Matt Shaw will join the Chicago Cubs for the Tokyo series. I think Matt Shaw is going to Japan. That's probably the news, the big news. So there you go, Cubs fans. Obviously news that I think doesn't surprise too many of them. The kid so far in spring training, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. No real power numbers or anything like that yet. But hitting 286 with a 375 on base and 286 slug. So only singles so far for him. But either way, big news for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they traded for the kid, right? They saw something in him and hey, go run with it. Like they say in spring training, we're seeing more and more every year young prospects that they're not looking like prospects really, right? They're just coming up. They're ready. They're well schooled. They're well trained. They're really, really, it's just learning the off the field, how to be a professional, how to grind it out day in, day out. And other than that, these guys are ready to at least start that part of their baseball journey. And you're right. You hit the nail on the head. Chicago Cubs fans, that's exciting. That's exciting to have that in your lineup. Playing third base for you, probably, I have to assume. But other than that, I mean, we'll be right back here after the break, and we'll just keep rolling, dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly.
Yeah, sorry. Kirk in that last segment there said that Shaw was a trade acquisition, but they actually traded Isaac Paredes down to the Houston Astros, and basically that freed up the spot. Shaw was the 13th overall draft pick by the Cubs back in 23. So our fault on that one. We jumped the gun. But either way, that's obviously huge news for the kid. I think that Tokyo series obviously starts up next week. Is going to be a fantastic series. Obviously, with the hype of the Japanese players going back to Japan, there's, I believe, five of them, if I'm not mistaken, between the two teams. You're looking at that, man, start of the season. The fans over there, obviously, super respectful, banging the drums and everything like that, which I think is sweet with the cheer sections. I'm hoping, obviously, there's only two hitters out of them, one being Seiya Suzuki and the other Shohei Ohtani. Hopefully one of those guys had hit a home run, because I want to see them passing around that ball like they did at the World Baseball Classic there back in 23, when I believe it was Shohei hit the home run and every single fan in the stadium got to touch the ball. Just such a cool moment. So I hope one of those two hits a home run and they do the same thing again.
Yeah, I mean, MLB's been waiting for it all year. Obviously, Japan's been waiting for it all year. I mean, a lightning bolt of a series coming out of the gate. Obviously, you're not going to have Shohei on the mound. He's not ready for that, but he's still in the lineup as DH. That's awesome. You got Imanaga with Cubbies against Roki, possibly an inning or two or whatever in that. I think they stretched him out to about four innings in his last spring training start, so or appearance. And you know, at Yamamoto, it's lining up. I mean, not only are you going over to Japan and playing, but you've actually got Japanese, high profile Japanese players being involved in that. So obviously a great selection by MLB to pick those two teams, and not only because of the Japanese, but two iconic teams, right, in Major League Baseball. And how can you not be over the moon, for a lack of better words or whatever, and that if you know that's what's coming to you to show off MLB internationally again, I wouldn't say it's as good as WBC obviously or whatever and that, but for two markets, and there's got to be a lot of North American market or fans out there that are going to watch those games as well.
Well, there's also going to be a lot of fans questioning why the Los Angeles Dodgers signed all the Japanese players over the past couple of seasons. Stuff like this happens. Everybody in that country wants to be a part of it, right? So if you're the Cubs, and keep in mind, I am not a fan of the Chicago Cubs. I hope you win both games over there. Just because, man. Send the message. There's also a team in Chicago. There's not just a team out in Los Angeles.
Well, I think you alluded to something very, very significant right now, right? Obviously, Chicago Cubs have two Japanese players right now, so they're not obscure. They're not a forgotten team as far as MLB players for Japanese players. But what an opportunity to have a recruiting all across the board opportunity for the Chicago Cubs as well, right? Like you just said, it's not just the Los Angeles Angels or maybe any of those West Coast teams. It's, hey, do you want to play Major League Baseball? I respect the comfort of playing with other Japanese players as you come into a new market. I totally respect that. I understand the fact that if I'm on the West Coast, it's easier to watch if I'm a Japanese fan back home. But at the end of the day, do you want to play Major League Baseball? And that's what you're doing, right? So for me, if I'm the Cubbies, boy, I don't even know. I mean, obviously you're going to watch the games if you're the brass, but I'm doing a heck of a lot of networking. I'm building some really good relationships. What does it feel like to live in Chicago? What does it feel like to be a part of the Cubs? What is that spring training home? What is Craig Council? What is the development factory that is the Chicago Cubs? How do you compare to the Los Angeles Dodgers? And unfortunately, you just have to compare to the Dodgers, right? At this moment in time.
Yeah. Moving on, Lawrence Butler, 7-year extension with the Sacramento Athletics. Obviously, the Athletics, very aggressive team this whole offseason. I think they actually spent the second most in the AL. I think I read that the other day, which is insane to think about for the Athletics organization. Lawrence Butler, 7 years, $65.5 million extension, basically takes him through 2032, club option for $20 million, and a buyout for $4 million in the last year of that deal. So, Lawrence Butler, obviously, all the talk in the second half around a lot of those young up-and-coming baseball players was centered around him. Let's call it what it is. That dude in the second half had a fantastic season. I didn't realize that he became the third player, 24 years or younger, to have multiple three home run games before the age of 24. Mookie Betts and Ralph Kiner were the other two guys. That guy, yeah, he just posted numbers in the second half. And obviously, breakout season last year, Oakland Athletics, I mean, if he goes basically what he did in the second half again this year, there's going to be a good chance that he's in the MVP race.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, but you're absolutely right. Like you and I talked about it on Sunday night before we did the draft and that, and he was available as one of the players out there. And you know, how high do you take that kid? And like you said, that guy's got tools out the wahoo. and good for the A's. Good for the A's to recognize that. They used to do that when you were really young, Nolan, and even before you were ever born and stuff like that. Dirtbags out there that are holding up my generation and stuff like that. You know, I mean, they did it a lot with their pitchers first, and then they would do it with the players, and they've had great success over the years for that. So you said that, like, yes, the Players Association put pressure on them this year. You have to start spending some of that revenue sharing money to get up to being equal with what you're being rewarded with. And they went and did it. And they're good signings. And like you said, they're positioned well. They're looking better day by day going into Las Vegas in a couple of years. So good for them. That's a great signing. I love it. You got to be excited if you're an A's fan. Even if you're not an A's fan, you're starting to pay attention. Hey, maybe we got some competition coming for the Houston Astros. Maybe we got some competition coming for the Texas Rangers. That's a good-looking young team with some really good players around the field, just like they were in the early 2000s. Seems like forever, but you know, you're looking at some players that could turn into those Jason Giambi generation and stuff like that. I mean, it's just, it's exciting to see it. It's great to see it for the game and good for the A's. Bottom line, good for the A's. Congratulations, Mr. Butler. You're locked in. Go to work now. Become the player you can become.
Yeah, last bit of news for this segment. Obviously, the Vladdy extension rumors went around this week. I got to be quite honest with you. I don't know how the Jays even reached that number, and I don't know how he didn't accept it. Sounded like it was in the neighborhood of 14 years, somewhere around 500. Deferrals were going to bring it down to like a modern day value between $400 and $450 million. Vladdy turned it down because he didn't want deferrals. And if he did want deferrals, he wanted it to be about $600 million. I'm not paying Vlad $600. $500 even seems like a bit of a stretch to me. I'd be content $450. If I was the Jays, I get into that five number. I can't see him being worth $35 million bucks a year, basically, as a player to me. I just can't see it.
Well, it Soto just changed that precedence, right? I mean, well, Soto, Mr. Cohen, obviously, and stuff like that. And like I said, I think to a degree, they'll always come out and they'll say, you know what, if it's that unique player in the market, you do what it is necessary to make it happen. But I think even Steve Cohen realizes that he overreached on that. He set a ceiling that was a little bit too far, in my opinion. And now exactly right. I can't blame the Vladimir Guerreros because offensively, he's right there with Soto. Defensively, hey, you know what? Whether you like it or not, he's got a gold glove in his trophy case. And how long is he going to play there? You don't really know. You don't really know. Again, going to be 26 when he comes due. 25, but he'll be 26 as the contract starts, whatever it is. And so you're going to have those guys asking for those types of prices. And that's just the bottom line. So
here's
great. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Here's my biggest kicker to the whole thing, right? If I'm the Jays, two sides of it, purely business, what's going to be my ROI, my return on investment? It's not $500 million. Like you said, you've already sold your Vladimir Guerrero jerseys. I don't think too many people are buying more Vladimir Guerrero jerseys as a Toronto Blue Jays fan. Right? Like, people have already got the jersey. If I sign with another team, yes, I understand that. I get why other teams would offer him that much. And then second thing is the weight. Can he keep the weight down below 250? Because all of a sudden, I get $500 million. I got $500 million reasons to eat food. And we've seen him back in COVID year in 2020 balloon up over 300 pounds or close to 300 pounds. Can't remember what the exact number was, but I want to say 305. Sucked. Couldn't hardly play that year. Those are my two biggest concerns for Vlad. That's why I can't consciously get up to that $500 million. And if it was on the table, I think he should have signed it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying for sure. I mean, there's no question. You got to take all those into consideration when you're negotiating these types of contracts. At the end of the day, good for the Jays to go up to that. I guess good for Vlad. Time is going to tell. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
At Lowe's, our members get more. With the MyLowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers four free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and four lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, Noli. So thanks for sending them in to us, Dirtbags. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We're happy to talk to them, try to get them on a show. Or, again, like we always say, if it's a personal question about playing, coaching, parenting, whatever it is, we'll reach out to you. We'll make sure we do. You got our guarantee on that, and talk you through it and try to help you navigate this wild and turning road of baseball and at whatever level you are. So anyways, Noli, right out of the gate, Kansas City Royals fans sending in just fast and furious over the last half hour since we've even been recording the show. Today, Mr. Munoz, relief pitcher for Seattle Mariners, coming up and in with a fastball, 95.9 is what they said, miles per hour, and taking out Mr. Bobby Witt Jr. on the wrist and the hand. That's all we have for the updates right now, Dirtbags. But thoughts, obviously we don't know the severity of it yet, but when you start hearing that hand wrist area on a fastball that's coming 96, a lot of times it doesn't end well. But what kind of an impact would that have on the Royals?
Yeah, to put it mildly, that's your best player, obviously. That would have huge ramifications on the Kansas City Royals trying to go back-to-back for the AL playoffs even. No way of even sugarcoating that. If he has a significant injury of any sort of break, that's just devastating news for Kansas City Royals fans, because obviously he's not 30-30ing, and you just hope that that risk comes back to being able to get to 100% fully healthy at some point this year.
Absolutely. Time will tell, but Kansas City fans, just hold your breath and hope if he does go for testing, which I'm sure he will, it comes back negative. That's all you can do. I mean, that's a guy you need to have in the lineup. You know it. Offensively, defensively, everywhere around the board. So, yeah. I'm in there. I know Nolan is as well. I mean, Nolan picked the guy as his MVP pick last year and stuff like that for the American League. So you know what we think of our Bobby Witt Jr. here. So, all right, we're going to slide over. San Francisco Giants, Nolan. Lots of uncertainties during the offseason, but some positives and maybe really, really good positives. But one of them that they want to know, Mr. Hayden Birdsong. He came up with the team last year in the rotation. So, only 22. He's 23 now. Having a heck of a spring. Heck of a spring. I think 16 Ks over his four outings. Yesterday, he threw three innings at the back end of his game. Had four strikeouts, one hit, no runs. Good-looking guy in that rotation. Another week ago, they got Robbie Ray back, obviously, in that. Time will tell on him and stuff like that, how quick he comes out of the gate, how strong he comes out of the gate, but wanting to know your thoughts and opinions on Hayden Birdsong.
Yeah, I can't remember if him or Harrison was the top pitching prospect there last year. I think, I really do think that the San Francisco Giants would be foolish to send him down. Purely from the standpoint of you have Justin Verlander on the team. I would want a kid like that learning from one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And him being exposed to working with Verlander, obviously, you saw it early in spring training, the clips of those two talking and just trying to get different grips on Hayden Birdsong's pitches. And purely from that standpoint, if you are the San Francisco Giants, you should be keeping this kid up. I don't really believe he needs too much more seasoning. I know they got a good looking rotation down there anyways after the addition of Verlander. But still, that's a kid that I think a lot of San Francisco Giants fans want him to be competing on the Major League roster this year.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I liked him last year, the little bit that I saw. Half a season basically or whatever in that, and I'm high on the kid, and I agree to your sentiment exactly. I mean, you got Justin Verlander there. You want those kids seeing that work ethic day in, day out. You want them picking brains and talking and give me everything you got, Mr. Verlander, within the respect that you're a veteran and I'll take whatever you can give me or are willing to give me. I will take it. So absolutely, Giants fans, if, you got to be excited. There's good pieces. I mean, Chapman's looked good all spring training. Adamus now sliding beside him, that left side of the infield. It's a lockdown infield for me. You could be competing very well in that. That rotation could be right up there with the Diamondbacks if they all settle in and stuff like that. It's interesting to watch it unfold for sure. So we're going to slide back over to the Toronto Blue Jays. Nolan, Blue Jays fans, obviously, yesterday it came out that Max Scherzer will miss his next spring training start. I think it is tomorrow, I believe it was scheduled for. Thumb issues have set him back. By all reports, it is more or less, I hate to use the word temporary or whatever, and that nothing significant, as I know most of the Jays fans and obviously the baseball world in general would think of Scherzer over the last few years with the injuries and stuff like that. But any insights, any information on your end of severity or real concern, or just a, you know what, take a breather, no problem, just a missed start?
Yeah, I'm really hoping it's just a missed start for the Jays. Honestly, I haven't heard anything else besides right thumb. I obviously it's not a blister, or else they would have said that. And anytime you're getting into the right thumb, obviously the Tommy John, your ulnar collateral ligament, connects right down to your thumb. I'm hoping it's not a UCL tear in his thumb wrist area, somewhere to that extent, or just in general, honestly, with Max Scherzer. I want to try and get to watch him. Obviously, we live about an hour from the Toronto Blue Jays Stadium, and I would love to get the chance to see Max Scherzer pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays this season.
Yeah, no question about it. That 100% for sure. So down to the Houston Astros, Nolan, or whatever, starting to feel a little bit more secure with Mr. Altuve sliding out to left field. How do you think that's going to unfold for them? Something that he's just going to be able to take and run with, or what do you think?
I mean, I feel like Jose Altuve, as the professional that he is, had probably worked his butt off all spring training and all winter long to get ready for the opportunity to play left field. Don't know how well he's going to transition. I'm not sitting here saying that he's a Mookie Betts. But I mean, I think left field might be a bit easier on his body than at second base at this point in his career. It's tough because obviously, what is it there? The Crawford box, is that what they still call it? Down in left field at Minute Maid?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, I mean, that's the only thing that I think he'll have a hard time adjusting to. Obviously, he's played in Houston for what, 12 or 13 years now. And that, I don't know if any player ever really gets used to that left field porch, playing defensively at least.
Sliding out to the Dodgers, obviously they said it openly. We got to build depth, basically almost after they won the World Series last year. Went out there, got the depth or whatever. Reports today was, I'm not even going to try to say the first name, Dirtbags, but Kim, the latest signing over the offseason, supposedly going down to AAA to get more work on the swing. Is that trade of Gavin Lux in the offseason come back to bite them, or they've got the depth? I know they're going to start Tommy Edmonds supposedly at second base. Just a momentary, hey, go down, get some work in, kid, and we'll get going. I know he did hit a home run yesterday's game, Kim.
Yeah, I think that was kind of always the talks, though, with Kim, was that he was going to be starting out the year with AAA just to try and get acclimated to the American style of play. After about a month or so, they were going to call him up. Now, I get that he was an international free agent signing after he played, what is it, the minimum amount of years, I think 7 over for Korean players for them to come over here and play in North America. But I think Tommy Edmund sliding into second base will be fine. Mookie Betts will play shortstop. They have Paez and Outman that can play center. Like, they have different options. Obviously, Conforto is not going to be playing center. Obviously, Teoscar Hernandez isn't going to be playing center. Kike Hernandez won't be playing center. So, I mean, you're looking at it, right? They got tons of guys for versatile positions and everything like that. And I mean, worst case scenario, you can always put Max Muncy back over at second base. Now, I get that he hasn't really played it a lot in the last few years, but at least that way you're creating opportunities for your boppers to get into the lineup and run with it. But I think you really just got to give Outman and Páez the time that they need up at the major league level. Both of them within the last 2 years have looked like potential keystone outfielders for him. Obviously Páez was the better one last year and Outman unfortunately was the odd man out. But I think you give both of those two guys a chance again, and you see who runs with it.
Here's an interesting question that came in, Nolan. Even though we're only halfway through spring training, they wanted to get predictions for 2025 on surprise teams for each of the divisions. So 3 minutes left. We've got time or whatever in that in this segment. So let's start off with the NL East, your surprise team predictions. NL East.
I think the Miami Marlins will push for the record for least amount of wins in a season this season.
that's a different spin on the surprise. I was going Washington Nationals and stuff, but yeah, I like that. I like that, Dirtbags. Yeah, so he's most losses. Most losses. Okay, good. NL Central.
I think the Cincinnati Reds will make the playoffs as a wild card team.
Terry Francona getting the job done. NL West.
I think Arizona Diamondbacks starting pitchers finally live up to the hype that was projected for them last year. All of them have been healthy. And obviously you got a couple of guys that are potential free agents in the next couple of years, if not next year, that are trying to earn some big bucks.
Is it enough to get them a wild card?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's slide back over. Biggest surprise, AL East.
The Baltimore Orioles will win 105 games this year. And Jackson Holliday will be a top 10 MVP finalist by the end of the year.
I like it. I like it. I'm excited about that one for sure. Kansas City was obviously a surprise team for 2024. Who do you have for a surprise team or surprise for the AL Central?
I think the Cleveland Guardians will make it to the World Series this year.
Wow. Wow. You think so? Man, okay.
So.
There you go, Dirtbags. You heard that one here. Keep that one in the record books. Cleveland Guardians to the World Series for Nolan McNabb. That's a good one. AL West.
I think the Seattle Mariners will get back to the playoffs and beat the Oakland Athletics on the last day of the season to do it. Or Sacramento Athletics, sorry.
For the AL West. Good. Good. I like that one. Yeah, I mean, that one's still a crapshoot for me, too, the AL West. That one I'm still trying to decipher and watch as spring training goes on. But you're right. I think that's a very realistic possibility for the Mariners. I know they haven't identified the offense really yet, but I think there's lots of time to get that done. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in your curtain call questions to us. And, again, send them in to at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. So we'll be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so I haven't said this much this week about the St. Louis Cardinals, so I got to have my final thought regarding this. And this one, I think, took a lot of fans aback that actually read it. Yadier Molina opening to managing an MLB team. That one doesn't surprise anybody. But he even said, even for the Cubs, if they want, is what took everybody aback. Obviously, lifelong Cardinal. Lifelong Cardinals don't just happily willy-nilly go to the Chicago Cubs. I know Craig Counsell, obviously a Milwaukee Brewer to the Chicago Cubs. Not quite the same rivalry as Cardinals-Cubs, and I'm putting that very politely, because that one, I think, would send major shockwaves across the Redbird Nation.
My betting money was he threw in the Cubs just to fire up the Cardinals. And not the fans, not you Cardinal fans, not you, Nolan, but front office. I mean, we've talked about it a lot this offseason, right? It's turmoil there. I don't think it's necessarily turmoil, but they're sure. I mean, people can't wait to get Mzeliak out of there quick enough. It just let the new regime take over and get rolling, because that's my opinion on that one. I think he threw the Cubbies in there just to put a little bit of heat on the Redbirds and say, hey, you know what? Let's go. Let's get serious and let's quit fooling around. We've been on the downslide for too many years. That's not the Cardinal way. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So, please keep spreading the message. Keep listening. Love having you back here with us every week. Love the curtain call questions that you send in, training questions. And again, I'll say it one more time. You know where you can do that. That's Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We're happy to talk to you all day, every day. Doesn't matter, because that's what being a dirtbag is. It's about rolling up the sleeves. It's getting up after it, getting dirty, on the field, off the field, whatever you are, whoever you are, player, parent, coach, be a dirtbag. Be a dirtbag, man, all the time. And make something of your life. that's the greatest thing about being alive is you get to build your own brand, whoever you want to be. And that's exciting. So unfortunately, Dirtbags, though, it is that time. And it is time, Nolan, to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, stay tuned for the next episode, Dirtbags, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.